You have a big green leaf there. What could possibly that be used for other than to poke somebody in the back?
We are very fortunate in our medical tent to use a lot of really great natural remedies. So one of the things we use is aloe vera leaf.
Okay.
That we use to, it's very good for the skin. For blisters, we just rub the juice of the aloe vera leaf right on there. We use it for when people have heat buildup, heat rash. We roll the cabbage and use that as an anti-inflammatory on sore joints and shins and various things. We use these little leaves, the plantain leaves that we have for blisters and hot spots on the feet. And we have a great team here at the medical.
Well, how would you choose between, if you had a blister, between using a natural remedy versus science? I mean, is there how do you make the choice?
Sometimes it has to do with the person, what a person is most comfortable with, and what works for them. It also depends on the condition of the skin. In certain cases, okay, if the skin is really broken or whatever, you know, you might need to use something more like an antibiotic cream. If you want to be very careful about, you know, any kind of infection or anything like that.
Well, we know, for example, that the guys at the 3100 pick those leaves all summer long.
Yeah.
But I don't see any of those here because they're not in. Oh. These are called what leaves?
Plantain leaves.
Okay, and we know the 3100-mile runners use them, but it's not something that's been in the race medical area for that long, or has it been forever?
No, for a few years we've used them. When someone who had read about them in an herbal book, this and another kind of leaf, the comfrey leaf, that we use sometimes, but we've started using these. They're very easy. They're a weed in every field here. So we just pick them, we wash them, and dry them off and put them right on the skin. And it really...
What does it do?
It's fantastic. It's healing and it's cooling. And you can use it where in the old days we would use, you know, cut little pieces of gauze and tape them on.
Okay.
Instead of using gauze, we just use this.
Thank you.